Hi, and welcome to the newest episode of Decisive Success Strategies. I am Michelle Sism, the results lady from DecisiveMinds.com, and I am so excited to have you guys all here with us today. We're going to be talking with Katarina Rando. Did I say that right, Katarina?
Katarina Rando.
Rando. Okay, very good. I think I spelled it wrong on my paper here. So we're excited to have you here, Katarina. Hi.
Hi.
Today, Katarina and I are going to be talking about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is how to make your business thrive in 2011. Anybody who has been hanging around with me knows that last week was my one-year anniversary for Decisive Minds, so that was very exciting. And the first year was so amazing, I can only imagine what you're going to teach me today to make 2011 just rocking. So I'm very excited about that. I know you guys are going to want to know how you can get more information about Katarina. So at different intervals during the call, we'll share some contact details. And don't forget that Katarina and I will be on the Facebook fan page for Decisive Minds after the call to answer any questions, or if you would just want to stop by and say hi. If you are with us today on the webcast, you can enter your questions there on the webcast, and I will take them to the fan page. And the direct link to the fan page is www.facebook.com/decisiveminds. So we would love it if you would just join us there right immediately following the call. We'll probably be there 15 or 20 minutes just answering questions. So, and listen, if you are listening to this and as a replay and you have a question, not a problem. Just go to the fan page and leave your question and let me know. I will get with Katarina, and we will get it answered for you and get that taken care of. So, oh, one last thing I wanted to remind you was about our Twitter hashtag. It is #Decisive. So if you hear some great little tidbits that you'd like to share today, I think I know Katarina would love that. So let's get started with me telling you a little bit about Katarina, and then, Katarina, I'm going to let you tell them, you know, how you got into the business and everything, but I want to give them a little background on you. So Katarina Rando shows women entrepreneurs how to build thriving businesses. She is a sought-after speaker, business marketing and growth coach, and author of national best-selling Learn to Power Think from Chronicle Books. She is co-author of other leading business books, including Build It Big, More Build It Big, and Incredible Business. Katarina is also the founder of Thrive Publishing, a company that publishes multi-author books for experts who speak and entrepreneurs who want to get their books published. Katarina is a longtime eWomen Network member, yay, who has wowed many chapters with her insights. She's a certified personal and professional coach and a master certified coach, which happens to be the highest designation awarded by the International Coaching Federation. So I'm so excited to have you on the phone with us today, Katarina.
Hey, Michelle, I'm back.
Did I lose you for a minute?
You lost me. I don't know what happened.
No problem. I was just telling them all about giving them your bio and a little background on you. And so what I would like for you to do first would be for us to, just tell us more about you and how you got, into the business and what you're doing now.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I've been in business for many years since, I guess about 15 or 17 years. And my mission is to help entrepreneurs build thriving businesses. And what happened was I used to own a cafe and catering business. And I loved, having a cafe. And I loved, all the customers that came in. I loved making cappuccino. But I didn't love food service. I totally did not love food service. I did not love coming home with tomato sauce on myself every day. And frankly, there was too many sweets all over the place, too, and I love sweets. So I thought, hey, a lifetime with food, 9 to 5, is not a good thing for me. And I'm Italian, so we had an Italian cafe. So the thing is that I did, though, I loved the business side of it. I loved the marketing, I loved the sales, I loved the customer service, and I was trying to figure out, what really is the right place for me on the planet. And one day this lady came up to me, and she thanked me for some business advice I had given her. And she was walking tall, and she was beaming, and her gratitude literally touched my heart. I literally felt a pang of bliss or joy in my heart when she said thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And after that conversation, I just reflected and I thought, you know what, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to help entrepreneurs be successful. So at the time, I was in college. I finished up my master's degree in counseling psychology, and I was in a coaching program. I have my MCC, which is Master Certified Coach from the International Coach Federation, and I just started coaching entrepreneurs. Now, here's the thing, and this is important for our listeners. You know, your business, if you're in business for a while, you want your business to ebb and flow and go in different directions and do other things that the market calls for. For example, in the beginning, we did mostly coaching. When I say we, myself and my team that supports me, mostly coaching. Then we did mostly training and speaking. Now we still do training and speaking, and now we've added publishing. And of course, you know, Michelle, now, you know, everyone's doing social media. So we've added a ton of social media and also helping people with their websites and getting their online presence together. So the point is that, you know, first of all, listen to your heart and what brings you joy. Make that your work, because people say to me, Katarina, you know, you work so much. The truth is, it never feels like work unless I'm having a problem, you know, something's not going right, the email doesn't go out, you know, you lose your database, you know, then it feels like work, you know.
Right.
But most of the time, it's pure joy when you get to help people take their businesses to the next level. And really, I believe, too, that your entrepreneurial work is your creative outlet. So mm-hmm. when you come up with like this, these ideas for the publishing company that we have, you know, it was just an idea. Hey, let's help people get their books done. And then being able to create something out of that is very rewarding. And I do want to encourage people to really utilize their creativity in their business, because that's what makes it really feel like you're really creating and doing something very unique and special. You know, I do consider myself an artist and a creative person. You know, I haven't picked up a paintbrush in probably 25 years. But the thing is, because that's what we do with our work, is we create.
Awesome. I love that you said, and I think this is so important, so I'm going to repeat it again, that your business needs to ebb and flow. Things are going to change. Things
right.
are going to evolve. You know, that was one
right.
of the things that I found. Even in the beginning, last year when I was planning for 2010 for Decisive Minds, I thought it would go one particular direction. At the end of the year, when I looked back, I was like, oh, my goodness, we took this little curve, and then we took that one. And,
right.
you know, we just kind of went along, and it was great. It created a fabulous business. So,
right, and, you know, related – exactly, Michelle. And related to that is, you know, paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
What are your clients asking for? What ideas come to you? And sometimes they might feel too big and too bold. That's okay. Don't let them go, because maybe tomorrow you won't feel that they're too big and too bold.
Right.
So when I say don't let them go, I mean capture them. Write them down. You know, like I got this idea the other night. This has nothing to do with business, but I got this idea for a book the other night about a fiction book, you know, and I said, you know, okay, I'm going to take my favorite mystery writer and like use them as a mentor, and you know, the person in the book is like looking at what is that person, you know, how would Sherlock Holmes solve this mystery kind of thing. Now, I have no time to write this book, you know, I have no time, but I captured the idea. So that maybe when I'm an old lady, I can and I have the time, or maybe, you know, in the summer when I have the time. It's very important not for people to let their ideas slip away just because they don't have time to work on it now. That's
right.
another thing that's really important for creatives and really successful entrepreneurs, is they do take time to capture their ideas and put them someplace.
Mm-hmm. They should have a file. I have a file like
right.
that. Where I just put
exactly.
those ideas. That those are the ideas, you know, when you see that commercial on TV and you go, ah, I followed that 2 years ago. You know, you want to write those
right.
things down so you can follow
right.
through on them when the timing is right. So
exactly.
awesome.
Exactly.
I know today
exactly.
we are going to talk about your 7 innovative strategies for business
yeah.
for 2011. So why don't we just jump in?
Okay, great. So one of the things that is really important for people to embrace and understand and use to their advantage in business is that because of our virtual world now, it's so easy to get a solution in an instant. For example, you need a plumber, you type in your city, you type in plumber, you get 100 plumbers that you can call right now.
Right.
Now, the thing is, though, that aside from who has a nice-looking website, you don't know, do they have integrity? Do they have an education? Are they a good communicator? Are they going to track dirt on my floor? You don't know that, right?
Right.
But if you see Bob or Joe or Harry who answers those questions on your site and on his site and says, hey, you know, we professional, we're certified, we're, you know, bonded, we won't track dirt on your floor. And by the way, you know, here's all our great clients that think we're awesome and here's all our credentials. Bob has done a good job at beginning to establish himself as an expert at what he does. Mm-hmm. Now, I just used the example of the website, but and we'll talk about that more, but really that's only part of it. As you know, through social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, through YouTube, through SlideShare, through all of these resources that we can utilize, we can begin to position ourselves as an expert. Because today is not like it was before. If you say to me, Katarina, I know you've been looking for a professional organizer, and you know what? Call my friend Sheila. She did a great job for me, and here's her phone number. If you've given me her last name, I'm not going to call her first. I'm going to Google her first.
Correct.
And so as a result, this is important because although the personal referral is as important as it ever has been, and perhaps in some cases it's even more important than it has been before, the truth is that your online presence will make or break any referral that is coming in your direction.
Right.
So if I Google Sheila and I see, wow, her website says coming soon, I don't think she's been in business very long. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I look and I see her Facebook page has got nothing on it, if I see on Yelp that somebody wrote a negative comment about her, okay, she has done a terrible – now, she might be the best professional organizer on the planet, but she's done a terrible job of sharing her expertise online. And that's what I want everyone to really know, that it's not enough just to be good at what you do. It's not enough to say, you know, people say all the time, oh, I get my business from referrals. Well, you probably would get a lot more business from referrals if you had a strong online presence that didn't only be a sales and marketing presence talking about you and what you do, but also that you're establishing yourself as an expert through all of these different channels. And Michelle, you know what they are, but let's just take a second to touch on what are some of those channels that right. are so important for people. So, of course, we talked about your website, which is key, and we'll touch on that a little bit more later. Of course, another thing that's very important is that you do have a presence on the social networks, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and there may be others. You know, there's so many other networks that people can be members of, you know.
Right.
I mean, there's tons. There's so many, too really many to mention, based on your interests and your geographic area. You know, you definitely want to join some of those networks and create a presence there. But then, of course, you've got your blog, you've got your article site, you've got your free teleclasses or free webinars, you've got you know, radio that you can do, traditional and online internet radio, video, you know, podcasting. There's so many things that people can do. Now, let's take a deep breath, okay? That's for everybody.
So, you might just scare them to death.
Yeah, right. Because as we rattle off all that stuff, people think, oh, Katarina, I can never do that. Well, the truth is that they don't have to do it all, and they don't have to do it by themselves. So that's the first thing I want everybody to realize. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we continue. So you don't have to do it all, but the beauty is there's lots of things that you can do. Like, for example, the number one thing people are doing right now on the internet is watching videos.
Right.
Now, I've got a lot of videos out there, but really, I love audio the most. The reason I love audio the most is what we call everywhere content. People can download it and take it with them, and so I love that. Now, of course, I guess people can download videos and take it with them too. So that doesn't make a difference anymore. But the thing is to realize that whatever we're most comfortable with, you know, maybe people are most comfortable with writing. I love doing teleclasses. All of those things, then great, do it. Now, if you're scared to do all this stuff, or you're scared is maybe a big word, makes you uncomfortable, pick one thing to start with and begin to embrace it. Because just like everything in life, the more you do it, the easier it gets, and then pretty soon you do it with ease. I'm just going to say that one more time. The more you do it, the easier it gets, and then pretty soon you do it with ease. So let's have everybody pick what they're interested in and begin to establish themselves as an expert. And by the way, visibility plus consistency and value equals credibility. So let me say that again. Visibility plus consistency plus value equals credibility. And what that means is it's not enough just to provide a little value, meaning your articles, your podcasts, like you're doing, Michelle, with your teleclasses. Right. But then you got to do it consistently, which you're doing a great job at.
Right.
But then consistently and valuable is no good if nobody sees it. So you've got to be visible. And those three things together, consistency, visibility, and value, then that builds your credibility. And credibility is kind of similar or maybe part of influence, because it doesn't matter who knows you, it's who you have influence with. And so when we talk about this idea of being an expert, I want people to realize that it's not like, hey, you're the guru. It's about visibility, consistency, and value so that you create credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important.
Awesome.
Anything you want to say, anything about this before we move on to the next one?
I want to say that I agree 900%. Over the last 2 weeks, I have had 3 conversations with people about being consistent and persistent.
That's great. I love that. Now the persistence, that's how you get to the sale.
Right.
So it's the visibility, the consistency, the value that equals the credibility. But again, if you don't ask for the sale, which is your persistence, then you don't get it. Again, it doesn't matter how fabulous you are, how fabulous people think you are, how much influence you have with people, if you never ask them to come work for you. So I'm right there with you, Michelle. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Awesome. So let's just touch, now the next one we touched on a little bit, but I'll just say a little bit more about this. Create a value-based site. Now you might have your squeeze page, you might have your place to sign up for your classes, but you know, think back to that referral, okay? If somebody says, hey, or they send a link, hey, call my friend Dave. He's a really great copywriter. Okay, if I go to Dave's site and all I see is get my free ebook, okay, well, that might help build a little credibility, but I want to find out more about Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to know what's his background. I want to see who's he worked with, or who are some of his clients that have been happy with him. I do want some tips for success, so I am interested in that ebook. But make sure that you have a site that is a value-based site where people can get to know you in addition to any sales or squeeze pages that you might have. And let me say something else about this. You know, very few people can have a business that is just online. You want to be accessible. You want to let people pick up the phone and call you. You want to let that they can email you. And I was at the social media marketing conference last week in Vegas, and this big, huge internet expert, he said, you know what, forget about the web forms. And I was jumping up and down clapping because I 100% have always agreed. Don't make me fill out 10 boxes to send you an email. Just let me send you an email, okay, through your site. And this is all part of accessibility, ease. You know, remember, what's one of the key things in sales? Make it easy for the customer to buy. Well, and by the way, especially for women, their primary surfing time is 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So they're not going to pick up the phone and call you 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., but they will send you an email. Well, the other thing we know is that every box that people have to fill out, the more boxes people have to fill out, the less likely they are to get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's only one box, send me an email, awesome, you're going to get those emails. If it's 5 or 10, even 3, you're going to get less and less. So very, very important that people make it easy for people to connect with them through their website. And again, we can touch on this, you know, we could spend a whole day just on this one. But another thing I just want to point out here is, you know, as much as I love the fact that you can throw up a website in 10 minutes, if you're in business and you want to give the appearance of being a successful professional, which hopefully you are, make sure your site looks awesome. You know, that it has, and when I say awesome, it matches your brand, that it matches your colors, it matches, and by the way, put your beautiful picture on there, because people want to see you. And I think some people, especially when they start their business and they've come from a corporate background, they're trying to be a little too corporate, and they're not being authentic about who they are as a small business owner, and they're using all stock photography and none of their own beautiful pictures, so their beautiful face. So let's make sure that people do that.
Right, and consistently. So what you use on your website, you need to use on your social media, and
right.
Get people used to seeing that same picture of you. They recognize you from that. So important.
Exactly, Michelle, absolutely. And the other thing is, by the way, everybody, let's just note also, is that photos get more eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not only online, that's also in print. And as much as you think about, you know, hey, I want to get my name out there, you want to think about getting your photo out there too, because then if somebody opens a magazine and they see your picture, they may not even remember your name, but they'll remember that picture if they've seen it over and over. So pictures are really important for branding your business. Absolutely.
Right.
And we can keep going. I've got a lot more. So the next one, and Michelle, you're very good at this, is to grow a huge permission-based list. Now, everybody knows, you know, those are the people that have given you their email address and they said it's okay to connect with me.
Right.
Now, the way you grow a huge permission-based list is the same way you do number one, which is establish yourself as an expert in your field. Through teleclasses, webinars, articles,
challenges.
Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
My blog challenge. Challenges are good.
Challenges, absolutely. Okay, so all of those things. Now, plus, my absolute favorite way is live and in-person speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And although you may not be able to attract as many new people at once as you can do online, there's a lot more value in an email permission from somebody who has been in the room with you than someone who hasn't. You probably already have a ton of influence with that person. So I really want to encourage people to embrace using public speaking to grow their business. And that's something that we do a 2-day program on that I'm very excited about coming up later this year, Sought After Speaker. This is something, I mean, when I started my business in my 20s, you know, I looked probably 19, and I had hair the size of Texas, and every time I would go in a room, you know, there would be 5 business coaches that looked more experienced, probably were a lot more confident, and I said to myself one night after coming home from a networking event, I said, you know, what am I going to do to be the business coach that comes home with clients? And this is all, you know, BI before the internet, And you know, I said to myself, hey, I'm just going to start speaking. So then when you're the speaker, you're really the only expert in the room. I mean, you might be in a room full of experts, but you're
right.
The one that really stands out, and you're the one that gets to share your value. And therefore, you're the one who can come home with the lion's share of business, which is unlike the internet. Hopefully, you're still coming home with the lion's share, but it's harder because somebody can Google, again, whatever you do and get a lifetime supply of people in an instant. So it's very important. I don't, you know, as much as we love social media, we love everything online, I love it, absolutely. But at the same time, I don't want people to forget about the power of public speaking to significantly not only grow your list, but come home with clients.
Yeah, and you know, Katarina, over the last year, there were two times when I saw a huge increase in my business. The first was when I started doing teleseminars in June. Okay, now, and I'll admit that it was a scare thing. I was so scared.
Yeah,
it took me 3 months to do my first teleseminar. I think since June I've probably done 40. And but when I started doing teleseminars, huge jump in my business. And then I started speaking in the last quarter, another huge jump. Those were the 2 points in the year when I could definitely see a drastic increase in business.
That's fantastic. And you know what? I would 100% agree with that. Now, for me, the speaking came first and the teleseminars came second. And the same thing. When we started doing teleseminars, both as a free offer and as a professional offer that people pay for our Business Breakthrough program, as a result, huge, huge spike in revenue.
Right.
And I really want people to be aware that, like what we're doing right now, you know, you're hosting, I'm speaking, there's no other experts in the room, just me and you,
right,
in the virtual room, right?
Right?
And it's very important that we do everything we can to do exactly what we're doing right now, which is to stand out in a crowded marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just using email marketing and you're just, you know, just blogging and you're just doing what everybody else is doing, but you're not creating an intimate setting like we're doing right now, then you are, again, going to miss out on so much opportunity. Now, you know, one of the things, Michelle, that this all is related to, speaking, establishing yourself as an expert, is what I call loud and proud. Being loud and proud about who you are and the value that you bring. Not just loud and proud about who you are, but loud and proud about the value that you bring to the marketplace, that you bring to your ideal client base. And for some people, you know, they're great at copywriting. They're great at sending out their emails. They're great at, you know, putting up a nice site and maybe blogging. But they're not putting themselves out there, you know, what like we're doing now through a teleclass or through a webinar where they're talking or live and in-person speaking. And I want everybody who's listening right now to really reflect on what else they can do to be even more loud and proud in their business. Because that's one of the things when we look at people that have been super, super successful in any industry. Now, I'm not saying more the product side of it, but when we look at the service side, people are willing to get out there, put themselves out there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to do to really grow a thriving, what we call a thriving business.
Cool. Well, look, let me say this real quick, that just in case we had anybody come on the line with us after we got started, we are on the phone today with Katarina Rando. And Katarina is a business marketing and growth coach, an author, a best-selling author, by the way, a speaker, and is sharing some amazing information with us. We've been talking about how important it is to be an expert in your field, how you need to create value-based sites, growing a huge permission-based list. That was very important. We just discussed that. A couple of things I just wanted to point out. If you didn't take these notes, I thought these were very important. Visibility plus consistency. Visibility plus consistency plus value equals credibility. I thought that was huge. And then the other thing you said that I wrote down that was so awesome was the more you do it, the easier it gets, the more you do with it. Wait, the more you do it with ease.
Right. The more you do it, the easier it gets, and then pretty soon you do it with ease.
Yes, that was
and
awesome.
That's really important. Right, because Michelle, you were saying, you know, the first time you did teleclass is scary. Absolutely. I remember when the first time I did teleclass, I was used to people that you could see what they, you know, see them and their reaction. I was like, oh, my God, I can't see anybody. Very stressful. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. Now I just imagine, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people out there all on the edge of their seats. I just do it in my mind, listening to everything we're talking about. And as a result, there's no fear. There's no uncomfortableness. It's really fun. I would do it all day long if I could. That's where you get to that ease part. You know, I had dinner last night with a lovely woman, Monica. She is also a speaker, does a lot to help people grow their business. She's out of Texas, too. I know you're not out of Texas, but you're doing your upcoming event there.
Yeah.
and she, you know, we were talking, and she said, well, Katarina, you know, what is the thing you like the most? And I was saying, well, you know, of course, I love helping people build their business. I love speaking. And I said to her, hey, I would do it for free. And that's the truth. You know, I would do it. Even if I won the lottery, I would still do it. And that kind of passion that I have in my business, I want to make sure all of our listeners are having in their business. Now, that doesn't mean, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean I wouldn't take more vacations. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't you know, require a suite, you know, or whatever. But at the same time, it means that I'm always thrilled to share my value, share my ideas to help other people and do what I do. And I want to make sure that everybody who's listening checks in with themselves. You know, would they, even if they were won the lotto, would they still do what they're doing? Not, again, not as much maybe, but that there's still that passion and joy and really alignment with your mission on the planet. Because when that is the case, it really does allow for ease of attracting clients and ease of attracting revenue. And let's jump into that, Michelle, right now, which is the next one, number four, add multiple revenue streams. One of the things that I would say one of my success secrets is that I really, not a secret because I talk about it all the time, but one of the things that I know really helps me be very successful in my business is that I pay very close attention to what my clients are asking me for. And what I mean by that, if they're saying, hey, do you know of a good web designer, then I'm making sure that I have an awesome web designer that I've personally hired that I can recommend to them. If they're asking me for whatever it is, I'm getting it. But also I'm listening to not only their questions, but I'm listening to their complaints or their challenges. Sure. Challenges is a better word than complaint. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's a complaint, you know, and not necessarily a complaint of me, but a complaint about something. So a few years back, I had like three clients, one after the other, that where we do this in the Business Breakthrough Program where we're talking about being an expert and things to do. And they were saying, you know, Katarina, three people, one, two, three, that said to me privately, I'm just having a challenge doing my writing, getting a book done, you know, I'm just too busy running my business. And of course, I wrote a book for Chronicle Books, Learn to Power Think. It's been some years now. I understand because my second book isn't out yet because I'm too busy running my business too.
Right.
So I understood that, and that's where this idea came to take 20 experts, put them together in a book so that everybody just has to write a chapter, but they're still a published author and they're still getting the expert author status. That does make such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that new revenue stream that we created in our business has been tremendous. I mean, it's grown our business significantly. Last year we grew by 25%. We're not at a million yet, but we're very close moving towards 500,000 because of this publishing that we've done. So, by the way, let me say a little more about this. It's not like I knew how to be a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and figured out how to be a publisher and actually spent 8 months doing nothing else but figuring it out and doing the first project. And now we're on our 10th book, and we have lots more projects in the queue, lots more clients coming on. And also we help people do their own individual books. So my point here is that if you listen to what your clients' challenges are, you may have the solution that will help them get what they want, and then, of course, they're going to be happy to compensate you for that.
Right.
And related to that is the next one, number five, which we just touched on, which is that you may not – now, you might say, Katarina, that sounds good, but you know what? I don't want to start a whole new division of my company. Then that's where number five comes in, which is to cultivate strategic alliance partners. As I said, you know, we refer people for websites. I have people that are ghostwriters that we refer to. There was a time when I used to do ghostwriting for people, but I thought that's not the best use of my time. So it's really important that you, if you don't want to do it yourself, if you don't want to take it on as your next revenue stream, then finding those strategic alliance partners that are awesome at what they do, that can be good strategic alliance partners for you. Because, and let's just hang out here for a second, because I know that you know this, Michelle. I want to make sure everybody's
right.
Got it. That it's really key that you recognize that you want to be the resource for your clients, whatever they need. Like, I had somebody call me today about merchant services. You know, one of our co-authors called me today. She's getting her books very soon. She's speaking to 600 people on Saturday. She's going to sell them lots and lots of books. And very exciting, she doesn't take credit cards. So she said, hey, Katarina, you know, so who's the first person she called? She called me. That's great, because that means I'm the one that she thinks of when she needs something for her business. And that's what I want all of you on the call to be for your clients. Now, it's very interesting, because I was on a call the other day and somebody was saying they had a web design business. And they were saying, well, you know, I have this web design business and my clients are always calling me and asking me to write copy for them. And, you know, they said, you know, and I just, you know, I have to watch my boundaries because, you know, I can't, we don't do that. Well, the truth is that person is having the wrong attitude. They're missing the opportunity. No, you don't have to be a copywriter. You don't have to write web copy. But, hey, find people that are really good at it and partner with them so that, again, your clients will come to you and be the resource for what – you'll be the resource for whatever they need.
That's right. You actually – I teach that a lot to my clients as well, because you get credit for sharing the resource. You added value
right.
to their life. And as that person who adds value, not only do they love the fact that they got the resource, but they entrust that to you. You are, in essence, getting the credit for it and building your credibility along the way. So
exactly.
I like
and Michelle, just to take that a little bit further, you're being their hero.
Correct.
Okay. Like this lovely lady on Saturday, she's going to take, you know, tons of credit cards to sell her book. And she's going to be happy that she called me, and that's
right.
great. Very, very important. Now, let's just touch on, though, because, you know, sometimes we can score at this and do great, and sometimes we can totally miss. So, and, you know, I'm sure everyone has their stories that they partnered with somebody and it didn't work out. So let's avoid that. And let me just give a few tips for success here, okay?
Okay.
The first one is that you want to look for people that have the same professional values as you do. Now, this is a little bit hard to figure out just when you meet someone, but let's talk about it. You know, what are those values that you hold most high? For example, in our company, we hold a positive attitude as one of our top values. No pessimists are on our team. None of my strategic alliance partners are pessimists, or as we say in Italian, faccia lungas means long face.
Wow.
You know, no faccia lungas allowed around here, and that's the first thing I'm looking for. Also, integrity. Now, again, a little bit hard to figure out in the beginning, but look for that. Look for signs of that. You know, they do what they say they're going to do. They call when they say they're going to call. They get you the document when they say they're going to get it to you. Also, another thing that is really important to us in terms of professional values is communication. You know, that somebody gets back to you right away, that you can, that sometimes you can reach them on the phone, that you don't get voicemail 24/7, that you're accessible to your clients and they're accessible to their clients. So those are some of the professional values that I hold important and dear in my company, but everybody has to decide that for themselves. What are their professional values? And I do encourage you, if you haven't taken time to think about what are your professional values, to go ahead and do that, because it does make a difference. Once you do it, then you know it, then it's, you see it or you don't see it much more clearly, not only with potential strategic alliance partners, but with clients, with potential clients, with other vendors, etc.
Right.
And another thing that I personally do before I refer somebody, I would say 95% of the time, you maybe sometimes it's not possible, is I hire them myself. So, for example, now, the thing is that you may not hire them for a huge project, but you can hire them for a little project. You know, I before I refer, let's say, a copy editor we've been talking about to my clients, I'm going to have them do a few little projects for me. The same thing with a virtual assistant. I'm not going to refer anybody to a virtual assistant unless I've hired them myself. And this is very important. Again, you don't have to hire them, you know, for 3 months. Just hire them for a day or a project.
Right.
So that you get a sense of how they are professionally. Because otherwise, you know, in many ways, I believe you can't authentically refer them to your clients. Or if you do, you have to say, you know, I have not hired this person myself, but I hear they're very good. So that the client is clear that you are, you know, the level of awareness that you have about this person. And let me say another one. Actually, two. One is you're good at what you do, and you're probably good at sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You want strategic alliance partners that are also good at sales and marketing. Now, let's say, for example, you're an image consultant. We work a lot with image consultants. I love image consultants. And they refer a lot of people to custom tailors. Well, custom tailors who are going to make you a beautiful suit, they're what we would call a referral source. They're a referral. But maybe they're so busy in their tailor shop, they're not getting out there to do any networking. Maybe they're so busy they don't even have a marketing plan. So they're not going to send you any business back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's fine as a referral source. That's fine because your clients need tailors. But we cannot consider that person a strategic alliance partner because they're not engaged in a strategic marketing activity. So this is very important because if you're going to keep sending somebody clients and dropping clients on their lap, again, fine if they're a referral source, but not fine if you're considering them a strategic alliance partner because a strategic alliance partner is very back and forth. They help you, you help them, and vice versa. And the last point related to this, looking for strategic alliance partners and what to look for, is to look for people who are your champions. So as much as we say you hire them, you get to know them, you want them to get to know you. You know, I'm having a few gals over my house Friday evening because they're all in business. We're all entrepreneurs. We all know each other. We actually all do business together already. But I want us to create more of a friendship, create more of a professional intimacy so that we can even be more champions for each other. You know, when we do that, when you get together and you break bread together, what happens is what you hear each other say is, oh, gee, I didn't know you do that.
Right.
I didn't know you did that. You know, there's this verbal exchange that takes place in your conversation that facilitates everybody getting to know each other better. And I do want to encourage you, really cultivate relationships with your strategic alliance partners. Very, very important.
That's a good
point. So we can just keep going here. The next one.
So we're on the
probably,
six, right?
Number six, probably one of my favorites, build your power implementation team. Now, I haven't, you know, this is your team. I'm still looking for, maybe it's to build your thriving business implementation team. Maybe that's it, because I haven't come up with the sexy slogan yet. But here's the thing. Everybody, you want to think of yourself like a rock star in your business. Let's see. I like Beyonce. Beyonce is not, I don't know if she's a rock star, but she's a pop star.
Yeah.
Beyonce. I love Beyonce. What does Beyonce do? She sings. She dances. Well, she also designs clothes, and she does a lot of other things. But here's what she's not doing. She's not sweeping the floor. She's not selling tickets. She's not answering people's questions about how do I get to the amphitheater. Okay, she's doing only those pop star, rock star things that Beyonce can do. If somebody goes to a Beyonce concert and her virtual assistant gets on stage and you know, does her little shake, the audience is not going to be very happy, right?
That's right.
Okay? So we really have to look at what are those things that only we can do. Now, whatever business you're in, not just consulting or coaching, but whatever business you're in, if you're a nutritionist, if you're a dietitian, if you're a massage therapist, you're the only one that can do the massage. So what, because people are coming to get a massage from you, but what are those things that any skilled person could do, or maybe not any, a particular skilled person
right.
can do, and I mean, updating your blog, managing your affiliate program, setting up the webinar, all of those things, both virtual things, online things, and offline things, doing your files. I had the cleaning ladies here today in our house in my home office. My gosh, vacuum cleaners all morning. But you know what? So happy to have them here because I'm not an expert at vacuum cleaning, and they definitely are. And so I want to utilize their expertise so that I can stay in my office and work with my clients and connect with potential clients. Very, very important. Most of us who, especially if you're in the early years of your business, you're doing those things that or some of those things, maybe not all, but some of those things that are not the best use of your time. And I really want you to put a picture of your favorite pop star in your office. I'm going to do that. I don't have a favorite picture of my pop star in my office, too, because it's have me and my sweetheart here, my husband. But the thing is, we want to say to ourselves, we want to look at that rock star picture and we want to say, okay, what would that rock star do? Or you could put, I'm going to put a picture of Oprah here, and I'm going to say, what would Oprah do?
That's right.
And you know what? Exactly. Because absolutely, when you say to yourself, what would Oprah do? What would Beyonce do? Or what would whoever your favorite rock star is, what would they do? I promise you, most of what you're doing, you will say to yourself, they would not be doing.
And so,
what
Katarina,
they're doing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Let me play the devil's advocate because I just know what they're thinking out there on that call. They're thinking, yeah, great, but I don't have the money to pay them.
You're right. That's the question because I get it every single time, my friend.
Me too.
Every bloody time. So let's go there. Recognize this is what we call the time-dollar equation. Okay? Time-dollar equation. Now, you cannot answer the time-dollar equation until you have given yourself a number on what your time is worth. Now, for everybody, it's a different number, okay, wherever they are in their business. What is it? And how do you answer that? What is a day worth? How do you answer the question of what a day is worth? Ask yourself, what's your goal for the month? So if your goal for the month was to generate $10,000 in revenue, then that would mean that each week, if it was a four-week month, is worth $2,500. If a week is worth $2,500, that means a day is worth $500, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just use that equation. So let's say a day is worth $500. That means a half day is worth $250, right?
Right.
Or we could say an hour is worth, let's see, if it's $500, let's say if it was maybe $60 or $70 per hour, okay? Well, if you engage in $20 an hour or $30 an hour activities, like the house cleaners, for example, there was three ladies here for 6 hours, okay? My house is pretty clean. I don't know what they were doing for all that time, but they seem to be working pretty hard, okay?
I'm thinking you have a huge house.
not that big, my friend, but they were working hard for a long time. Well, for me, it would take me probably 12 hours. And so then if I was to do it for 12 hours, I would be losing a lot of money because that's a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be making $0, okay? Now, recognize that. If you're doing bookkeeping, if you're doing filing, if you're doing what I call proliferation, which is, you're posting to your networks, you're posting to your blog, you're posting to your social media, even if you have a dashboard or you use Hootsuite or something like that, still takes time to do all that stuff. If you're doing all that proliferation even online, you're not talking to clients. You're not billing hours if you bill by the hour. You're not developing revenue-producing programs. you're not developing information products because you're doing that $20 an hour stuff that is pulling your revenue per day down.
Right.
So and recognize. Go ahead.
It's important what you just said, and what you just said was that even though you're going to utilize virtual assistants to do certain things, certain implementation tasks, maybe copywriters, those kind of people, you still have a lot to do in your business. Not only
right.
do you need to be in contact with your customers, but you still have to do the planning. You still have to
right.
do product creation, those kind of things.
Right.
So don't think we're
right.
saying you get to sit on your couch and eat bonbons. That's not what
yeah.
we're saying.
My friend, I got to tell you, I'm still waiting for my bonbon lifestyle to start, okay?
That's right.
And that's why I'm upset, for lack of using a stronger term, with Tim Ferriss, who wrote that 4-hour work week. I don't
mm-hmm.
care. I don't care how how big your team is. If you love your work, nobody has a 4-hour work week because there's always more creative projects to pursue. My gosh, if you're an entrepreneur, you've got more creative ideas to pursue than you've got hours in the day. And that's why you need that team, because even the thinking and planning takes more than 4 hours a week.
Right.
And in fact, I recommend people take time for thinking and planning every single day during their work week, and then, take some time during your weekend for a little thinking and planning when you're away from your office, sitting in your lounge chair or on your back deck, because thinking and planning is probably some of the most important time. The point is, as you bring up, Michelle, you need time for the implementation, but you got to see, what do you got to do? Like, for example, right now we're developing an audio program for our sought-after speaker program. Sought-after mm-hmm. speaker program, we're going to have four hours of audio. I got to do the audio because it's Katarina's program.
Correct.
But I don't got to design the cover, okay?
Right.
My designer's doing that, and I certainly don't have to put it up on the website. So
right.
very important that people recognize, and let's just hang out there again, the time-dollar equation. You want to make sure that you have a plus sign on your time-dollar equation, and, of course, before that, you've figured out what is your hourly rate, what is your day rate, what is, of course, your monthly goals, so that you clearly see that you are losing money when you have not put together a strong team.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, you know what? We are, running short on time here, so can we go on to number 7? Because
absolutely, my friend. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Let me give them everything before we wrap up. All right. Next one. And by the way, everybody, implementation team, we could talk more about that. I do want to mention at attractclientswithease.com, which is my website. They can find lots of articles and podcasts and many free resources to build their business. Get your
right.
ebook on 20 ways to grow your business with ease. I want everybody to know that. Okay, number 7, work on your business, not just in your business. And this specifically relates to what we're discussing, that time every day for thinking and planning, that time for continued learning. I'm in a class right now on making your website more of a lead generation machine. Now, I think we do pretty good at that, but you know what? I can do better. We can all do better. I'm in a mentorship program right now. It takes me at least 4 hours a week to build my company to $1 million. Always be thinking and planning and taking time for continued learning. That's why coaching and training and all of that is imperative. We never finish with that. We never, never finish with that. And I will tell you, myself and many, many people will tell you, the more money you invest in yourself and you invest in your business, the more you grow personally and your business grows. So we see that over and over. When people pull away, they say, hey, I'm just going to nose to the grindstone, no workshops, no seminars this year, just focused on my business. Well, in many cases, they slow down, they get more stressed out, they're not getting fresh ideas, and as a result, the business does not grow, even though they're working so hard. So I want to make sure, everybody, that you're doing a few things well. The first one, and here's some of my foundation things that I really believe in. Have clear written policies and procedures for your business. Now, that sounds so corporate. It's not sexy. But guess what? It's so important. We have a confidentiality agreement in our company. We have a code of conduct for everybody that works with me and who has client contact that works with our team. Because you know what? Not everybody has the same professional values and standards as you. And if somebody's going to talk to your clients, make it very clear how they're going to answer that phone, how they're going to respond to client inquiries, et cetera. I'm very proud of our code of conduct and encourage everybody to do that. Also, the other thing about allowing you to be working on your business and not in your business is what we've already discussed with the strong implementation team and really making sure you have great team members. Also, clearly defined roles and responsibilities, who's doing what and when are they doing it. And another thing is your marketing schedule, making sure, hey, okay, we post to the blog Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The newsletter goes out, you know, this many on this days in the months. You know, we have the schedule done for the next year in terms of when your classes are, whatever you're offering. Very, very clear. But perhaps the one that's most important is don't be attached to perfection. Because, you know, I've heard people say, hey, my good book is better than your great book that's not on paper yet. Very, very important that we are not too attached to perfection. Very rarely does it come out perfect, but it can come out very good if you just focus on getting it out. So that's it. So those are the seven. You know, lots more to say on this. I want to invite everybody to be my friend on Facebook, Katarina Rando. And I know we're going to talk more. I do want to mention, Michelle, if it's okay, my business breakthrough program.
I would love for you to tell them about
that. We have coming up. Excuse me. Everybody, if you take a look at our site, and I'm sure Michelle is providing you a link, what I've decided to do this year is, because it's January, I love January. It's new time, new attitude, new. Everybody's ready to go. Is I'm offering a class called Business Breakthrough Intensive. We have a 2-day business breakthrough. I have a 12-week business breakthrough. But because it's the beginning of the year, we're offering this 4-week business breakthrough intensive. And what that is 4 weeks where you're going to get some rock solid information about not only how to grow your business, but how to become the obvious choice for people that are looking for what you have to offer, how to build, of course, a better, bigger list, very important. And this is another, and the fourth week is really where a lot of people come short and can use some upgrades, is making it easy for potential clients to say yes. Now, this program is regularly would be at least $400, but because it's beginning of the year, we're doing it for $97, and we're adding a big bonus in there, which is a branding and website assessment that I do one-on-one with whoever signs up. This is a small group. It's probably not going to be more than 8 or 10 people, and I want to invite everybody to join me for this. This is for people that are really serious about growing their business, that want to grow their revenue this year at least by 25 to 35 or 50 or more percent, because I'm not about theory. I'm all about action, and that's what we will focus on in this seminar. And I know we're going to go pretty soon over to the fan page, so I'll answer anybody's questions about this or anything else. And, Michelle, thank you so much for letting me join you.
Thank you. And let me give you guys the link so that you can see the information on her program. It is www.decisiveminds.com/Katarina. Katerina. And I was just taking a look at the page. It is amazing what all you have put in here, and for $97. And I hadn't even noticed the bonus until you said that. So that's fabulous. I really appreciate that you do these kind of things for everybody. So fantastic, man. I hope you guys took notes. I took about 6 pages of notes over here. So this was an amazing call. And, Katarina, I just want to thank you again. We will see you guys. If y'all would like to come over to the fan page with us, we will be there in a few minutes. You can find it at www.facebook.com/decisiveminds. And remember, this is part of our Decisive Success Series. that we do on Tuesdays. So I hope you enjoyed the call, and we look forward to, you know, hearing what you thought. And just if you want to, just stop by and say hi. We'll be there for a little while. And again, Katarina, thank you for being here. This is Michelle Sism, the results lady from DecisiveMinds.com, and we'll be talking to you next week. Bye-bye.